In just a minute, Bill fails almost right away in his New Year's resolution to stop rhyming. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, a copy of the King James Bible, specific copy from the 17th century, was just sold at auction for $50,000. It's cheap. Valuable because it contains a very specific typo. What is that typo?
I don't think I remember it. It's left out. It says, thou shalt not. It says, thou shalt commit adultery.
Exactly right. It says, thou shalt commit adultery.
Whoa.
It doesn't say, you know, thou can commit adultery or you should consider committing adultery. Adultery is one of your many options for this Friday night. No, it says, thou shalt commit adultery.
Get out there and start doing it.
Yeah, if you don't get over, if you don't get over there and do it with your neighbor's wife, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Moses realized the error immediately, but do you know how hard it is to erase something from a stone tablet?
He said, they'll never notice it.
No.
And, you know.
It's not the only Bible with a typo. Turns out, according to some Bibles, it really was Adam and Steve. And all that bad stuff didn't happen to Job, it happened to Jeb, and the prophecy is coming true. Roy, British astronaut Timothy Peake is currently on the International Space Station up there. And on Christmas, he had the chance to call home. There was one little problem, though. What did he do?
What did he do
during
the conversation?
No, as he placed the call.
Oh, he dialed the wrong number.
He did. He dialed the wrong number from space. Mm-hmm. On Christmas, Tim Peake issued this statement from the ISS, way up in orbit. He said, quote, I'd like to apologize to the lady I just called by mistake saying, hello, is this planet Earth? Not a prank call, just a wrong number, unquote. You feel for the guy. You know how hard it is to use your phone with your gloves on, but you don't want to take them off because your skin will boil and you'll explode, so.
You think using an iWatch is hard on Earth.
Yeah.
Try hitting it with your nose in zero G.
No, it's like you get your space helmet on. You try to operate. It's like bonk,
damn.
Bonk, bonk.
Did he get another planet?
No, he just dialed the wrong person on Earth. And so
on Earth.
He dialed the right person.
I like the idea that he called another planet. Like Pluto's going to go, hello, we're not a planet anymore. We got downgraded.
Another prank caller.
But he's lucky it was just like a telephone call to say hello to his family. Can you imagine, like, it was a serious call? It's like, Houston, we have a problem. Sorry, this is Comcast customer service. Please hold.